Acts chapter 8, verse 1. Now Saul was consenting to Stephen's death. At that time, a great persecution arose against the church, which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. During the darkest hours of World War II, Britain faced a crucial shortage of silver. Churchill asked, "Is there any source, however remote, for silver?" One answered, "Yeah. The churches and cathedrals have silver statues of the saints." Churchill responded, "Put the saints in circulation." God's intent is not for you to live in a convent or a wilderness cave or even to spend all your life only at Emmanuel. He says, put the saints in circulation. Acts 6 tells us the word of God had so grown in Jerusalem that even many of the priests who had been instrumental in Jesus' murder had come to faith. Jesus wants to gather us in families so that we can help each other to grow in faith. But he also calls us to be witnesses to him in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Unfortunately, Christians are also governed by the laws of physics. A body at rest tends to stay at rest. Unless. And so Jesus allowed persecution to begin with Stephen's martyrdom, to put the saints in circulation, to spread around the silver and let it shine in other areas. Acts 9 tells us that thus congregations were formed throughout Judea and Galilee and Samaria, in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. And Acts 12, that the word of the Lord thus grew and multiplied. What an amazing perspective this gives us in connection with the martyrdom of Stephen. And any attacks that may come on you and I for confessing Christ. Jesus is ruling. Yes, even in such attacks, in order to let the silver shine. In the very shadow of death, Christ's eternal life shines more brightly. Because I live, you shall live also. The fearful guilt of our sin that can overwhelm us, especially in times of sickness or trial, is seen to highlight that bright shining of Christ's forgiving peace. Because I paid your penalty. Your sins are fully forgiven. In the darkness of this world's troubles, Christ's protecting love shines more brightly. I will work all things for your good, to bring you into the mansions of heaven. The silver that was shining through Stephen even sparked a smoldering ember in the heart of Saul that Jesus would soon set ablaze to shine in the world. It's our Savior's shining silver that sustained Stephen, faithful unto death, and can sustain you. So yes, put the saints in circulation. Let the silver shine. And yet, how our flesh flees from persecution, sometimes even from circulation. Like a partridge that tempts to flee on the ground as long as there's a way of an escape, and will fly heavenward only when there is no other escape. So our flesh likes to cling to this earth and fly heavenward only when there is no other escape. Our flesh thus tempts us to hold on to the friendship of this world that plucks our wings with its pleasures, to tether us to this earth with trust in earthly things until we're unable to fly to Jesus. How blessed then, yes, are those very persecutions that drive us into God's word to find our hope in Jesus alone, that purify our silver, leading us to grasp that friendship of Jesus as more than this world and compel us to fly to the Lord in every trouble. People have often wondered, I don't know if I could be strong enough like Stephen to be faithful unto death. But you know, the very question is looking in the wrong direction. Stephen was looking up past himself and his own strength. He was looking up to see Jesus, who died for all of his sins and yours. He was looking up to see Jesus arisen to give him and you entry into the heavenly temple. He was looking up to see Jesus standing at the right hand of God to faithfully preserve him and you. Life is looking up. Our Savior's shining silver enabled Stephen to pray, Lord, forgive them. Receive me into your hands to be faithful unto death. Still, though dead, he speaks and trumpet-tongued proclaims to many awakening land the one availing name. Yes, our Savior's shining silver sustained Stephen, and it can sustain you. So put the saints in circulation. Let the silver shine. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 463, stanzas 1 and 5.